Good morning, Lucy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
We last talked in November. So what's been happening on your music world since then?
Well, it has certainly been a bit of a tumultuous one. I was supposed to go up to Tamworth in January. As I'm sure any country music fan knows, it all got cancelled. So I ended up having a bit of downtime, which was nice. And then I've released a new single, Right Next to You, and I kind of celebrated it with a big concert in Sydney with a full band. So we filmed it, and we'll be having be able to release some videos from that very shortly. Everyone seems to be loving the new single, which is really great.
Will you be going to Tamworth in April?
Unfortunately, I can't make it. I have a USA tour booked, and we are flying to Nashville on the first day that Tamworth starts. So I won't be there, but I guess I'll be there in spirit.
So how long will you be in America, Nashville?
Yeah, I'll be in America for about a month, which I'm very much looking forward to. I'll be spending time in Nashville. I'll be doing some more recording in Muscle Shoals and some more recording in Memphis as well. And we're also heading over to the Southwest this time as well. So to New Mexico, Arizona, California. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fantastic. It's been a long time coming.
Sounds like a holiday.
Well, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of gigs and a lot of recording, but, you know, I think I'll also find some time to maybe sit next to a pool at some point too.
I said that jokingly because of the way everyone's been locked down for the last couple of years. So right. Getting anywhere is like a holiday.
Oh my gosh, yes. A change of scenery is just what the doctor ordered, I think.
Tell me, your new single's been doing rather well in the AMRAP charts. What's it all about, Right Next to You?
So I wrote this song because I kind of started thinking about, you know, our upcoming trip and how it'd be heading out to the desert. And I've never been to that part of the US. And I've also never been very out west in Australia as well. So I know that, you know, if you start heading west in Australia, if you're on the East Coast, obviously you'll start hitting the desert as well. So I kind of started to, you know, picture what it would be like in, you know, Monument Valley. And I tried to almost, I suppose, go on like a holiday in my own mind. I wanted to write a song that was all about, you know, getting a little bit spontaneous and just deciding to go on a road trip and just, you know, seeing if, you know, taking a chance on love. I think the last 2 years we've kind of had so many rules and restrictions that, you know, there's been absolutely no room for spontaneity. So I think this was my sort of, I guess, little bit of a love letter to being a bit more spontaneous.
I think, well, we've spent a couple of years kind of being very responsible citizens and doing the right thing by the people around us and the rest of society. Comes a time when it's nice to get that freedom back where you can just do things you like doing.
Oh, so true. I mean, you know, just have one extra beer, you know what I mean? Just kind of like go for a drive and not, you know, have like a radius that you can't go out of, or, you know, this or that. So I think so many people are now vaccinated, like let's just go out and kind of live our lives again. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to now.
Lucy, thank you for talking. It's been good.
Oh, thank you so much, Brian. I always love chatting with you.
You and I both know it. hotel rooms. It's a life I think of like. Did you ever want to see?